This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, a lot is going on in the news. And actually, we do have a lot of health and medical updates. I know the political arena has been very, very exciting. And many of you have been asking about what's been going on in terms of the FBI hearing or the hearing investigating. Hillary Clinton's the recommendation from the FBI that Hillary Clinton is not charged. We're going to give you updates on that as that unfolds. In medical headlines, we got a lot to talk about. All right, the growing shortages of blood. And our blood bank shortage issues that we are trying to help with National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day. It's very critical right now. We're going to talk about a recent press release from the American Red Cross and Chris Rhoda, Executive Vice President of Blood Services at the American Red Cross, is going to come on the show and give us some insight. So that's going to be pretty important. I really want you to hear that. U.S. car crashes. Okay, car crash death is down. We're doing something right. But what's very interesting about this is U.S. car crash deaths exceed that of any other country. Now, that makes no sense to me, especially since we drive on the right side of the road. Okay, I mean, we have it easy. You drive on the right. Many of us are right-handed. We're right dominant. So if we have to swerve, we could go to the right. Why then are we surpassing all other countries in car crash deaths? We're going to talk about that. And again, right side of the road, literally, right, right figuratively, however you want to twist it. Sarah Silverman, comedian Sarah Silverman, reveals that she almost died after her quote-unquote sore throat turned out to be a quote-unquote freak deadly disease. Basically, she had epiglottitis. We've talked about this. When I was an ER doc, seeing cases of epiglottitis scared me because of the respiratory vulnerability of these patients. We're going to talk about that. And she was in ICU. In fact, they say she was restrained, obviously, so she wouldn't pull out her breathing tube, and her blood pressure was extremely low. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this. It's very interesting. Seniors who have access to marijuana are spending less money on prescription drugs. So I know a lot of you are trying to think about, you know, what to get grandma, grandpa next year for Christmas. Hold the phone. Okay, we're going to talk about that. But are seniors using medical marijuana? Are we going to see a enhancement of their health? Are we going to see a lowering of health care costs? Or are we going to see some, more U.S. crashes? We're going to talk about that. Very sobering news. 20 U.S. veterans per day commit suicide. 20. What are we doing wrong? Why don't we have the support system for the U.S. veterans? We're going to talk about that. Many of you right now, as you're listening to the show, are finishing your granola for the day. We're finding that granola may not be as healthy as everyone thinks it is. See, I used to love, gosh, it was in the 1980s. There was a, I think it still exists, but it doesn't look the same. I don't know if it was Nature Valley or, I don't know if Nature Valley was it, but there was a granola and it was so yummy. It had raisins and the box was kind of purple and maroon and it was a small box. I remember it was expensive because my mom would say it's expensive. You know, because it was a small box for the money. And, you know, obviously cocoa or Frankenberry and Fruit Loops were in bigger boxes, and those were much cheaper cereals. But, you know, she'd buy me granola every now and then, and I loved it. And until finally, you know, I was in high school, and I'm looking at the calorie content going to whoa. So we'll talk about that. Another issue we have that's long-standing, our antibiotic misuse. Okay, our antibiotic resistance is increasing and increasing, as we talked about a couple days ago, as we see this CRE, Enterobacter-resistant, multiple drug-resistant bacteria, being found in, Rio de Janeiro's water systems and lakes that they're concerned about, that the Olympians are going to be exposed to. And we talk about multiple drug-resistant, bugs all the time. We have a second case that was isolated here in the United States that is resistant to colistin, which is one of the last resort antibiotics. Well, we've made a little bit of progress. They've actually devised a test where we could tell if you have a virus or if you have a bacteria. Okay, within, I believe, 30 minutes, you're able to figure that out. So when I have a patient that comes in, says, look, I'm sick, I need an antibiotic, and I'm like, okay, well, this could be viral, and they argue with me, a definitive test could help. Now, mind you, nobody knows their body more than you. And I've had this argument with my own physicians. I'm like, you know what? This is not viral. I could feel it. I know it. And they go, well, how do you know it? It's only been 2 hours. And by the way, how did you get in so quickly? Oh, I came in through the back door. And I'm like, look, I know this isn't viral. I could feel it. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to give me antibiotics. I'm going to go home. 3-4 days, I'm going to be dying. Like, you're not going to be dying. But, I could feel it. And then the ones that are viral, I know. As a physician, when my patients would come up to me and say, look, I know, I feel it, I didn't want to doubt them. Just like some of the best physicians for kids was mommy. These mommies, they know their babies, or dads, they know their babies, pretty damn well. And they're like, look, trust me, this is going to turn into something. So it's very frustrating for you, especially trying to take off work, spending the money on the copay or the deductible. You finally get into the doctor's office 3 days later, you're sick, you're uncomfortable, you're achy, you're missing work, you're about to get fired, just to be told, sorry, it's viral. So I think something like this could also be a great advocate for you as well. Say, look, we're looking at something bacterial. What we're going to talk about later this hour is the viral infection that brings you in, that gets, you're told it's viral, symptomatic measures, get better at home, fluids, rest, etc. And then all of a sudden you come back a week later needing an antibiotic. What is going on with that? So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So, the American Red Cross had issued an emergency appeal after the 4th of July weekend, asking eligible blood and platelet donors to give as soon as possible. We are going to be joined by Chris Rhoda, Executive Vice President of Blood Services at the American Red Cross, in just a minute, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We got a lot of work to do. No more dancing. We got a lot of work to do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, many of you have heard on my show as well as all over the media that blood banks have been experiencing shortages. And this summer is especially difficult with what's been going on with Zika. And unfortunately disqualifying many people who want to donate blood that can't, obviously, because the Zika virus could be transmitted. This is one of the reasons why we're creating National Blood Donation Week and State Blood Donation Days throughout the country. We are very honored to have Chris Rhoda, Executive Vice President of Blood Services at the American Red Cross and Biomedical Services, to join us and give us some insight on what's going on. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Dahlia, great to be on. Thanks for having me.
No, absolutely. So, you know, we've seen your press release. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, unfortunately, this year is no different than other years, although maybe more severe for, again, for the reasons you described. Zika is certainly having an impact, but we're clearly having another significant summer blood shortage, and it's really starting to impact our available supply of blood for patients in need. So we definitely need people to come out and support and donate blood as soon as they can.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm looking at some of the statistics you have on the American Red Cross website, and it shows, you know, how many units of platelets and you know, are needed per day and blood per day. I mean, what is the need, roughly? I know it's difficult to say, of Americans per day in terms of blood use.
Yeah, that's a great question. So for the American Red Cross, and we supply about 40% of the nation's blood supply, and the other 60% is a whole host of other not-for-profit blood banks across the country. But we supply about 40%, and we need 14 to 15,000 donors to come in every single day of the week in order to ensure that we have enough blood to meet patients' needs. So we're shipping out and transfusing just to the American Red Cross somewhere around 14, 15,000 units a day.
Wow. And, you know, the average blood, the pint of blood can live for about 42 days, you know, and you could hold it for 42 days, even though most blood is being used. Obviously, we were just talking about U.S. car crashes surpassing other countries. And, you know, as we've seen with the Orlando shooting and a variety of other needs, anemia patients and cancer patients. But what's very scary to me is the platelet shelf life. Platelets, they can't last as long on the shelf.
Yeah, platelet shelf life is only 5 days, and that's because we store platelets at room temperature so they maintain their functionalities. So we have to transfuse them very quickly after donation, and it does make it a very difficult product to manage. And as you know, platelets are very critical, not only for trauma cases, but certainly for cancer treatment. You know, modern cancer treatment today wouldn't be possible without the ability to transfuse platelets, so it's a critical link to the healthcare system.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I always stress to my listeners and, you know, patients is, you know, if you do donate platelets, you don't have to wait 60 days to donate. You could donate platelets much more often because you use a technique called apheresis. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So it's a great point. You can donate platelets much more frequently, and we do use a technique called apheresis, which basically is just a device that we use that we remove the blood from an individual, we separate the platelets and return the red cells and plasma back to the individual. So we just we're left with the platelets and a small amount of plasma to suspend them in. So it's very efficient. It takes a little longer and a little longer commitment from the donor to be there, but we are able to collect a therapeutic dose of platelets from one donor rather than using whole blood-derived platelets where we need 5 to 6 donors to have the same amount of platelets available. It's a great process, and we have a lot of wonderfully dedicated platelet donors in the Red Cross and other blood centers across the country who give of themselves 20, 30, 40 times a year to participate in the process. So it's great donors, it's a great process, and we'd love to have more people join and participate in donating platelets.
Absolutely. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Chris Rota, Executive Vice President of Biomedical Services and Blood Services at the American Red Cross. You know, I've had listeners tell me they're afraid to donate blood because they don't think their blood will be used. They think they have a medical condition that would disqualify them. And, you know, what sort of conditions would disqualify? I mean, you know, people are concerned that they're anemic. And I tell them, you know, usually the blood banks will check you before donating. And so, you know, let them tell you. You could be a potential donor. Let the blood bank inform you that they can't use your blood.
Yeah, that's a great way to approach this. And yeah, I think people deferrals for anemia are pretty common, particularly in women. But I absolutely agree with your statement. Right, people should come in and we do check all donors for their hemoglobin levels to make sure it's safe for them to donate. So nobody should be concerned about us taking blood from them if they're not eligible to do so. There's a whole host of other reasons, as you know, why people might be ineligible to donate, from medications and as well as potential diseases. And I think the easiest way for people to know whether they're eligible is to call the Red Cross. They can call us at 1-800-RED-CROSS, and we'll get them in touch with our eligibility staff, and we'll make sure we walk people through why they may or may not be eligible. And it's an easy and quick process, and they should do so and come on in. And if they're just worried about anemia, they should come on into one of our blood drives. We will test them there as a part of the process. And as you say, most people will be eligible to donate for a whole host of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, every time I donate blood, I'm eating steak for a week. You know, Outback is sick of me because I'm like, I'm making sure my blood is good and juicy. Although whoever gets my blood is going to have an affinity towards glitter and be a little googly-eyed. So I warn everybody about that. How quickly are you able to turn around the blood? One thing we've talked about on the show is after the tragic shooting in Orlando, you know, bless people out there. Many people, you know, flocked to donate blood that day or the next day. But the blood that was needed for the Orlando shooting victims, as well as anybody, the San Bernardino or you know, car accident victims, that's processed days or possibly weeks before. What is usually the turnaround time? If I donated my blood today, when would that blood be available for use?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think it's a hugely important point for the listeners to understand. So if you donated today, Thursday, we would most likely have your blood available for use on Saturday, probably Sunday of this week. So by the time we test and make sure that everything's tested appropriately, we obviously scan our database to make sure somebody's not deferred for any reason. Then we go through a manufacturing process to separate the whole blood into its components, to ultimately label it, prepare it for distribution, then get it to a hospital. So all that takes, you know, a couple of days to make sure that all happens well, and we're very obviously careful about how we do that. See, it is, you know, 2 to 3 days later before that blood can really hit the shelves and be available for patients. And you made a hugely important point, and that is that most blood that's needed for trauma, certainly for trauma cases, for anything like the Orlando shootings or anything else similar to that, that blood is on the shelf. It's not donated that day. It's not even donated the day before. It's on the shelf when that occurs, and that's why we are so adamant about encouraging people to be regular blood donors, to come in, you know, preferably we'd love donors to come in every 56 days, but
no.
Certainly become regular blood donors. Don't wait for a disaster. Don't wait for a traumatic event, although we do absolutely appreciate donors who come in and line up for those types of events. We love all of our donors, and they are definitely doing a great thing and helping patients across the country. But even better is to become a regular blood donor. Don't wait for those times, and you know, we'll make terrific use of your generous contribution, and patients will definitely benefit.
Absolutely. We're talking to Chris Rota, Executive Vice President of Biomedical Services and Blood Services at the American Red Cross. You know, American Red Cross, I mean, obviously for decades, centuries, what you guys have done is phenomenal. And American Red Cross is synonymous with preparation. I mean, you on a daily basis, your team, your organization is on a daily basis ready for anything. You know, whether it's an earthquake or a hurricane or Superstorm Sandy, I mean, I know you can't give me insight in the last minute of our interview, but just, I mean, what is that? Give us just a glimpse. I mean, how does that happen? How are you always prepared? It blows my mind.
Well, certainly it takes a lot of planning and organization, and even more so than that, it takes a tremendous amount of support from volunteers all across the country. So we're blessed to have very dedicated volunteers who support our disaster relief efforts, who support our health and safety, who support our service armed forces, who obviously support our blood organization, whether they're donors or volunteers at blood drives. So nothing we do in the Red Cross would be possible without generous volunteers, and of course, generous blood donors and generous financial donors who contribute, you know, their hard-earned dollars to ensure that we're able to be prepared to do all those things that you described. And we're blessed and honored to be able to, you know, be the intermediary between people who want to help other folks and those who need it. So it's an honor to be able to do that. We're excited to do it, but we really have to thank generous volunteers, donors, and financial donors across the country.
And they could go to redcross.org if they want to donate, correct?
Yeah, for blood donation, if they want to contribute financially, redcross.org. Yes, if you want to contribute blood donation, schedule blood donation, redcrossblood.org, 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or for most of our lines of service, we have terrific apps, so you can download the app. There's certainly a good blood donation app. It's an award-winning app. Just go to your favorite location to get apps and download the Red Cross app and schedule an appointment to donate blood or get money.
Thank you, Chris. We're running out of time. Thank you so much. We'll have you back. Take care.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So why is the U.S. a world leader in car crash deaths? I mean, come on. Okay, we are supposed to be a beacon of hope, a beacon of freedom, and I cannot stand when we get topped on the list, whether it's diabetes or obesity or car crash deaths. Come on, we drive on the right side of the road, okay? You know, I mean, we were not the ones that came up with roundabouts, I guess. Roundabouts, did that come from Europe or Great Britain? I don't understand roundabouts. I can't stand roundabouts. I don't know if any of you guys have them in your neck of the woods, but all of a sudden, in my neighborhood, you get a roundabout where the cars drive in a circle, and you need to make sure you exit or you will be stuck in the circle again. But the circle has multiple lanes, and you're not supposed to switch lanes in the circle. So here you are, which means you need to be able to identify how the exit is across from the circle that you can't even see, right? Because there's a median in there or there's some plant or something. And then you have to know, right, if you need to get into the left lane or the right lane of the roundabout. And I keep missing it. And I'm on this roundabout. I'm on this roundabout. And nobody slows down to let you on the roundabout because they think if they are at high speed coming into the roundabout and they beat you into the roundabout, then here you are. I know I've seen roundabout many times because I can't see. They'll do that. I will be slowly treading, putting my pinky toe into the roundabout, getting ready to progress my drive, and somebody is speeding to my left, and I have the right of way, right? Doesn't matter. They speed into the roundabout, and then I can't go in. I just cannot stand them. But again, it's not an American thing. That's something from Europe. And still, we surpass with car crashes. All right. Public health experts often cite reduced car crash deaths as one of the most successful examples of how common sense laws can dramatically reduce injuries and deaths. There's been strategies like seatbelt usage and drunk driving laws. And the U.S., we have some good news, had lowered its rate of crash deaths by 31% since the year 2000. Okay? However, it turns out that the U.S. is not doing as well as many of our other counterparts. We have the worst rate of car crash deaths in 2013 per 100,000 people when compared with 19 other quote-unquote high-income countries. This is a Vital Signs report released Wednesday by the CDC. More than 32,000 people in the United States die in car crashes each year, and an additional 2 million people are injured. They say these deaths continue to occur because of alcohol-impaired driving, speeding, and failing to use seatbelts, car seats, or booster seats. That's a real shame. Any of you who don't know how to properly restrain your child in a car should not be driving that child. I mean, come on, people. Anyway, according to the report, about half of drivers or passengers who died in crashes in the United States in 2013 were not wearing a seatbelt. Come on, that's just stupidity, people. Aaron Stalber Schatz, a transportation safety team lead with the CDC and an author of the report, said in a call with reporters Wednesday that distracted driving, which includes texting while driving, contributes to 10% of fatal accidents and 18% of injury accidents. Now, what's very interesting about that statistic is only 10%? Then what's going on with the other 90%? I would think texting while driving would be a bigger cause. And I mean, they know how to tell. They could check your phone records and find out that you were texting. But then that, you know, ex-Navy SEAL who died in the Tesla autopilot crash, which, by the way, we're hearing reports that there's been a second crash, but luckily not a fatality. But with the first one that we know about with the ex-Navy SEAL, reports the truck driver, the semi that hit him or that he ran into, said that Harry Potter was playing next to him. Harry Potter. So, I mean, you know, maybe if somebody's not texting, is it that they're watching a movie? Yeah, so to assemble this report, the CDC analyzed data compiled by the World Health Organization and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Study authors admitted that it's difficult to quantify all the reasons for differences between countries, noting that the U.S. has a significantly higher population than the countries it was being compared to. So, U.S. researchers found that we had the most motor vehicle crash deaths per 100,000 people, and we beat out New Zealand, which came in second by a long shot. We were almost double. Wow. New Zealand, Canada, France, Japan, Germany, Spain, Switzerland, UK, and Sweden. By the way, another thing that shocks me. Okay, so we were driving around Canada once, and everything was in kilometers. So, of course, we're stopping, and we're trying to calculate, and we're trying to figure it all out. In the U.S., we don't have to convert. Okay, it's miles. If you want to drive from, you know, to Vegas to L.A., or vice versa, okay, you see the miles on there. I forget, it's 230 miles. I forget the amount of miles. It's about I think 270 miles. I have to double check. I usually don't notice. Okay, so we don't even have to do the conversion to kilometers, people. They say the U.S. scored so poorly because so many drivers and passengers do not buckle up. So rather than it being a texting issue, it's we're not using seatbelts. The U.S. ranked 18 out of 20 for front seat use, or 87%, and 13 out of 18 for seatbelt use of backseat passengers. I got to tell you, I have a kid now that drives. Lord have mercy. And his friends drive. And I do not let him drive with his friends. Oh, heck to the no. Because they get distracted. It's not cool to wear seatbelts. I didn't. In the 80s, one of my friends had a Jeep. So we would always go off campus for lunch. And I would be in the back of the Jeep. And I wasn't going to sit there and tell everybody to wait to put on a seatbelt. I was an idiot. And we were all, you know, running around and, you know, bebopping to Cyndi Lauper and Duran Duran and Bon Jovi. And, you know, she's peeling around the corner. And it was, I mean, you know, we were idiots. And so I expect my son and his friends to be as idiotic as I was. And so it's frustrating. There was actually a report looking at states, and some states do better than others in terms of accident deaths. There's a map here from business2community.com looking at the average annual car accident deaths. And what's very interesting is the average car accident deaths seem to be higher in states like Montana, Wyoming, New Mexico, West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Arkansas. Yet when you look at New York, you know, or New York was lighter. New York had 6.4 per 100,000 population as opposed to Montana, 20 per 100,000 population. So what it may not be a traffic being stuck in gridlock that puts you at risk. It's having open road and not wearing seatbelts. I live in Nevada. Nevada was 10.24 per 100,000, but we were worse than California. It's interesting. California and New York seem to be less than other states, and they're so highly populous. So maybe the idea of you sitting in traffic is what is saving your life because you're not speeding. So if most accidents are due to speed, distraction, lack of seatbelt, high impact. Now, when I took driver's ed back in the 80s, they talked about how most accidents happen within a couple miles of your house. Okay, it's because you start to get lax, you're on your way home, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. So I do. You know, I drive very slowly out of work. I'm very timid on the freeway. But then once I'm near my house, I'm like, and I don't mean to. It's just, all right, I know my home, I know my streets, I know the quail. There's quail, and there's actually a quail mommy and daddy with the little quail babies that run around. So, I mean, I'm careful because I don't want to hit them. And the little babies can't jump up the curb to get onto the sidewalk. So you kind of sit there and go, come on, baby quail, you know, move your tushies. And then they go and they, you know, and I say hi to quail. So, I mean, we do slow down, but you know your neighborhood so well. And I think that's the problem. When you're in a city and you have to, and there's more police and there's more people watching, you seem to follow the rules more. Maybe that's what's going on. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What is epiglottitis and why did Sarah Silverman, comedian, almost die? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dali and on Facebook, The Dr. Dali Show. I want to apologize. I'm not getting a lot of sleep as we have a little baby Snappy Poo with us, a little two-month-old kitten, and love her to death. But I posted a video on my Facebook and Twitter just to kind of give you a glimpse of how my nights are. Because I really can't sleep because all she wants to do is play. You know that song, all she wants to do is dance? Okay, all this little girl wants to do is play, and she is absolutely driving me bonkers. So I apologize if I'm a little out of it because I'm sleepy. All right, well, comedian Sarah Silverman, 45 years old, revealed Wednesday that she almost died having spent a week in ICU suffering from epiglottitis. Now, she had thought she had a sore throat, and what blew her mind is that this was something that could have killed her. She's, you know, edgy. She's a stand-up comedian. We've seen her in many movies and shows, and she's, I forget who she's married to, Michael Sheen. And so, Michael Sheen, I'm wondering, I don't know if he's related to the Sheen brothers. I don't think so. I thought the Sheen brothers was only, Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. I'll have to look it up. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. She says, I am insanely lucky to be alive. Don't even know why I went to the doctor. It was just a sore throat, but I had a quote-unquote freak case of epiglottitis. Now, we're going to talk about what epiglottitis is. It's inflammation of the epiglottis. That's that flap at the bottom of the tongue. It's even below that I guess, stops food from falling into the windpipe. So when you eat, people have asked me this all the time. When you eat, how does it not go into the lungs? It's the epiglottis. This epiglottis, this piece of cartilage, it's like a lid that protects the trachea and it protects your windpipe so that it knows when you're eating to cover the windpipe so that the food goes into the esophagus. You know, if that little thing doesn't function, food would be going into your lungs. And you'd have aspiration, you'd have pneumonia. I mean, it is some serious stuff. And lo and behold, sometimes this gets inflamed. So, she says the disease constitutes a medical emergency because if swelling is bad enough, it could completely cover the windpipe and then you can't breathe. The comedian, says there's something that happens when three people you're so close to die within a year and then you almost die but don't. She said, Gary Shandling, Harris Whittles, Beth Ann O'Hara, these are people that her mom, Beth Ann, you know, these are people close to her that died. So, of course, she was freaked out and she goes, why me, why me? And so, she was in the ICU. They had to intubate her from what we understand, so they had to sedate her. She says, I thank everyone at the ICU for my life, went home, and then slowly as the opiates faded away, remembered the trauma of the surgery, and spent the first 2 days home free-falling from the meds and the lack of meds and the paralyzing realization that nothing matters. So, I don't know if she's married. Is she married to Mike or dating them? Anyway, so they're talking about that and her relationship there. But from what we understand, that her blood pressure dropped, and so they had difficulty. She had low blood pressure to start, so intubating and taking her to surgery were obviously much more scarier attempts. She also talked about having to be restrained so she didn't pull the tube out. We do that. We will restrain you when you're intubated or on a ventilator. Okay, if we have to help control your breathing, very commonly it's a reflex for you to want to extubate yourself and pull the tube. So we have very light restraints on your wrists to prevent you from doing that and hurting yourself. Because if you extubate, then and we don't think you're able to breathe on your own, you could then die within minutes. So we put light restraints, we sedate you so you're comfortable enough. Many people do not remember being intubated. They do not remember the tube being there. So there's some amnestic effect as well. And it's difficult for family members. It's more difficult for family members than the patient because the patient is usually sedated and not too sure what's going on. And they're, they'll know. Sometimes they're awake, sometimes they're responsive, sometimes they're not. But, you know, when they're responsive, they're usually comfortable enough. And if not, we see the agitation and then we sedate. And then we always try to extubate as soon as we think is possible. We try to wean you off a ventilator. We've talked about that on the show where we see how much of you are breathing on your own and what the machine has to do. And, you know, these machines, you know, they use positive pressure to put air into you and to help you breathe and to make sure you're getting the oxygenation that you need. And then we extubate. We see how well you do on your own. Usually give you some supplemental oxygen to make sure you have plenty. And then after, you know, a day or two, we see if as long as you're able to tolerate room air is what we call it, room air without oxygen. Because when you go home, many times you don't have oxygen. And, you know, some of you guys are like, I don't understand this. A sore throat? What? How does a sore throat put somebody into this? Well, if it's epiglottitis, it can. So the epiglottitis is that little small cartilage that covers your windpipe. If it swells, it could prevent you from breathing. So burns from hot liquids could do it. If you have direct injury to your throat, you know, when Joan Rivers died, and they were talking about her having a throat procedure while she was having her upper endoscopy done, I thought something might have happened that could have triggered some swelling of the epiglottis. Because why would she go into respiratory distress? There's a lot of things that could cause respiratory distress or an abnormal heart rhythm, etc. But if it was something traumatic that happened in the throat, this could be an immediate swelling of the epiglottis. Now, the most common cause in kids with epiglottis is an infection by the bacteria Haemophilus influenza. This is a bacteria that causes pneumonia, meningitis, sepsis. Even though epiglottitis could occur at any age, most of the cases I've seen were kids. So this is why one of the vaccines kids get is the Haemophilus influenza, the HIB, B as in boy, vaccination. And so, you know, now that we're vaccinating kids with Haemophilus influenza, we don't see it as much. But when I was in the ER, when I worked ER, you saw them because we didn't have this vaccine readily administered. So in a child, they could have a fever, they could have a severe sore throat, they could have this very high-pitched sound and breathing because you have that airway resistance from the swollen epiglottis. So it's, you know, it's a very, very high-pitched breathing sound. They don't want to swallow. They're drooling. They're very anxious, and they're discomfort because, you know, they are feeling some respiratory distress, and it is very painful. In adults, a very severe sore throat, fever, their voice becomes hoarse. They also have the high-pitched sound, the stridor when breathing, difficulty breathing, swallowing, drooling, and it is a medical emergency. One thing you got to also be very, very careful is you don't want to be sticking tongue depressors in the mouth of somebody that could have a severe epiglottitis because you could accidentally touch it. I've seen epiglottises where, you know, some people's throats, the epiglottis is high enough or their throat is easily accessible enough where you could see it. So now you're sticking a tongue depressor that's a few inches down. You could possibly hit it and cause more issues. So if you're suspecting epiglottitis, what we usually do is take an x-ray. And you could see, we call it a thumbprint sign, when you look at the x-ray and you could see how thick that epiglottis is. Usually the epiglottis, you don't really see much or it's very, very small. But when you see the epiglottitis, it almost looks as big as like a thumbprint sitting there. It's a side view. And that could be an indication that your epiglottis is enlarged. We see this a lot of times in males more than females, but it could be also caused by Streptococcus pneumonia bacteria. Smoking, hot drinks. Let's say you swallowed a foreign object. You were able to cough it out, but it still scraped and inflamed the epiglottis. So it's scary stuff. And the respiratory failure is the biggest concern that we have, but we're also concerned about spreading infection. This is such a bad infection, and it's so close to your pulmonary system that you could very easily spread it throughout the body, and you could get a sepsis. So anybody with a very severe sore throat, we definitely want you getting checked. You go in, we take a look. They'll make sure that you're given antibiotics, and they'll make sure you're in good respiratory state. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.